With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has approved disaster assistance for two more wildfires in northwestern Montana. FEMA funding is now available to pay 75% of the state's eligible firefighting costs for the Moose Peak and Highway 200 complex fires in Lincoln and Sanders counties. Those fires are threatening 925 homes and businesses in and around Plains and 45 homes and businesses southeast of Libby. The state's applications filed yesterday said the fires are also threatening power and telephone transmission lines, cell phone towers, a gas pipeline, highway bridges, and watersheds. The two fires started during a lightning storm on August 30th and have combined to burn 45 square miles. FEMA has previously approved grants for the Lodgepole, Lolo Peak, Rice Ridge, and Alice Creek fires.
With Montana News, I'm Autumn Barnes. Missoula County officials downgraded most evacuation orders to evacuation warnings in the Seeley Lake area yesterday. Residents of just six homes still remain under an evacuation warning due to a lightning-caused fire that started on July 24th and has since burned 207 square miles. The Rice Ridge Fire led to the temporary evacuation of more than 1,000 residences, caused hazardous air quality for weeks, and delayed the start of school. Air quality in Seeley Lake was moderate for most of yesterday. It has been unhealthy to very unhealthy for most of today so far. Seeley Swan High School students began their school year last week at an upscale resort 20 miles from town. Elementary students started classes today. Mike Cole, a public information officer at the Rice Ridge Fire, says favorable weather allowed firefighters to continue a burnout operation this afternoon on the southwest flank of the fire near Ovando.
What we're trying to do is bring the open fire edge down off the mountain, down into a road system where we can actually get out in a place that's safe to put our firefighters and easier to control the fire.
There will be a public meeting on the Rice Ridge Fire tonight at 6 at the Mission Bible Fellowship Church in Seeley Lake. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Autumn Barnes.
With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. Red flag alerts are in effect through midnight for much of north and central Montana. A red flag warning means that a combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures are anticipated that could contribute to extreme fire behavior. The strongest winds will mainly be north of the Highway 2 corridor. Air quality alerts continue for Flathead, Granite, Lake, Lincoln, Missoula, Powell, and Ravalli counties because of smoke from wildfires. The National Weather Service is also issuing a red flag warning for tomorrow from noon to midnight for strong, gusty winds and low humidity. Fire crews fighting the West Fork Fire north of Libby say yesterday and today were some of the highest fire intensity days they've seen recently. On top of that, cloud cover has impacted air support today, said Cindy Souders, a public information officer on the West Fork Fire.
We haven't been able to get up our aerial resources. We had a lot of aerial support yesterday, and it's just been low visibility, so that's been a challenge for today.
Yesterday, an air tanker was able to drop retardant just north of Mount Tom, which slowed fire growth and gave crews on the ground time to bolster containment lines. Four helicopters also dropped water. Today, the focus was on the ground, using dozers to create fire lines on the north and east sides of the fire. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office downgraded some evacuation orders to evacuation warnings yesterday afternoon in the area of the West Fork Fire. Evacuation orders for the nearby Moose Peak Fire remain in place for East Fisher Road and Bay Horse Ranch. Aerial efforts to quell the Alice Creek Fire near Augusta were also hampered today by gusty winds. Record low fuel moisture and low relative humidity combined today for what fire officials are calling a heads-up day. Corinne Wetzel, a public information officer on the Alice Creek Fire, says crews are using bucket drops when they can to inject moisture into the area to create a humid microclimate.
Crews can work in there to use a strategy that's called mixing, and it helps mix the water into the dirt and into the fuels because they can hold heat underneath the ground in the dirt and in rocks, in tree roots and all that to burn underneath the ground for long periods of time.
Mandatory evacuations remain in effect for some residents along both sides of Highway 200 and the Elk Meadows Evergreen subdivisions. For more fire and air quality updates, visit our website at mtpr.org. Follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.